This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Rams, by the way, are favored by 4. Over and under is 46. Dolphins plus 155, Rams minus 185. And I love the attitude from some people, like it's, you know, Dolphins can't win. And some of you, I think, have looked at it, you know, objectively. Not that you're guaranteeing a win, but the Rams haven't really beaten a lot of quality teams. So, and Miami is better than what people think, I guess. You know, I just think that people are, they kind of keep thinking about the team they saw at 0-7 last year or something like that. Maybe that's their lasting memory or something, and they don't realize that they're 5-4 to finish the season. And if you bring it all back from that point on, they're now 8-7 in their last 15 games. You win on Sunday. You're 9-7 in your last 16 games. That's a winning season already. So I don't think that the naysayers out there are actually looking at it objectively, and they're not looking at the progression that Miami has made. That's what I love about what Bill and I have done on this show from day one of this change. We gave you a level-headed approach. We didn't get, you know, totally depressed about the changes. We didn't get, well, I did kind of get overly excited. But I thought we looked at it objectively. And even in the chaos, we kind of walked you through the progress that was going on in the chaos. And then everybody kind of saw the progress themselves, because, you know, it's hard when you're 0-5 and you're kind of explaining to people, you guys that watch the show and listen to it and download it, you know what I'm talking about when we were 0-5 and 0-6 and 0-7. And we were walking you through, no, wait a minute. Don't look at the record. Look at what the play is on the field and look at the progress that is being made. And then eventually it translated to wins. But the lazy person only looks at the wins and thinks that that's the only way you improve. And yeah, on a bottom line, of course, that's the way you look at it. But not when you tear it all the way down and you're rebuilding. You have to show increments of improvements along the way. Example, onside radio. Do you think we have more downloads in week 2 than in week 1? Of course. Of course. I've already doubled my downloads this week from the first week. Everybody else on all of their shows has also doubled and is on that pace of killing what they did last week. That's kind of what you want to do. Okay? Are we at the point that everybody knows about us and we're a staple in town? No. But we have to kind of show improvements, gradual improvements, that we can get there. You know what I mean? It's funny because, like, Bill's new to the business, right? He's been in it 2 years now. And
Year and a half.
So when we started this, and we had, you know, the downloads, and Bill, you know, would get excited about a certain amount of downloads, and I would be, oh, that's nice. You know, we got to, you know, because he had never done this, right? And so then the number gets bigger, and he notices that I'm still not satisfied, you know? And he's satisfied in a way because it's kind of new to him. You know what I mean? But you got to kind of show progress that you're getting somewhere. And we kind of gotten to that point with our podcast where there's enough people that know about it. It's growing every day. We get more, actually, people that are still subscribing to our YouTube page, which we're getting closer to 3,000, which could be wearing that
You'll tumble for them.
That's right. That Culture Club shirt soon enough. So, you know, you want to show progress. And I think we did that with a level-headed approach all last year. And we kind of guided folks through it. And now, And that's the problem. People saw the first couple games and the Dolphins lost. And then now they've won 3 of 4 and they're 3-3. And I don't think people realize the improvements. They don't realize how also the Byron Jones injury set them back. You think about it. Think about how the defense has played when Byron Jones came back. What if Byron Jones did not miss any games? Would they still be 3-3? And then the lazy person says, oh, they're 4-2. They must be good. Oh, they're 5-1. They must be good because they're not watching. What is this? What is the thing I talk about on this show all the time, right? We actually watch the games. That's why Colin Cowherd will say something stupid like, well, you know, the Heat has 2 All-Stars and nobody that can shoot. And it's like, okay, dude, if you don't watch it, then don't comment on it, man. You can't comment on something you don't watch. But our business is filled with that. It's filled with men and women that do not do their homework, and they're lazy, and they're lazy in their preparation, and they're lazy in how they go about doing this job. And a lot of them, by the way, have to then screw around on the air because they really can't have sports conversations. Because it's really hard to have a sports conversation when you don't watch, when you don't do your homework, when you don't follow it. All these kind of things, you know, it's imperative. And so for that listener that said, I'm sorry that I ruined your experience for other shows, and it's not to toot my own horn or anything like that, I doubt most hosts work as hard as I do. That's really the truth. That's really all it is. I doubt there's very few hosts, especially in this town, but country, that work as hard as I do before every show and watch as much as I do before every show. I'm pretty sure of that, that that's the case. And so that's why I'm glad that we've been able to kind of take a level-headed approach to all of this. And, you know, a lot of people won't look at it that way, that when I tell you if they win on Sunday, they're 9-7 in their last 16 games. That matters. It's the same coach. It's the same culture that was established last year, and it's rolling over, and it's improving. So you win on Sunday, and, you know, it's impressive that you bring in a young quarterback that you're developing against one of the best defenses and one of the best scoring defenses in the NFL, and you go out there and you win. And now, again, you're 9-7 in your last 16 games. Now we can really start to think about playoffs. Now we can really start thinking about a winning team, because that's what you are in your last 16 games. That's where you're trending. You didn't start 0-7. You're 3-3. It's a hell of a difference. And if you win on Sunday, you're 4-3. So you went from 0-7 the first year to 4-3 in your second year. Ladies and gentlemen, that's drastic improvement. Not slight improvement. That's drastic improvement.
Can I pile on?
Pile on.
Because you stopped just at Byron Jones, okay? Think about this. We've had Austin Jackson go down. So we, as much as influx as our offensive line was, and then I was going to go into some defensive line down. Linebackers, we
lost Godchow for the year.
Okay. Now, you look at that's offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. On top of your 1-2 receiver coming off injuries and not being at 100%. They have overcome injuries at a lot of places, let alone the running back situation and the fact that Gaskin is the guy and it was supposed to be man, you know what? 3-3? As young as we are, it's super impressive when you count in all of that.
It's a real coach, man. Real coach, real front office. It's both. Front office knows how to find the players. Coach knows how to coach them up, develop them, get them better week in and week out. That's where we win. But, hey, again, that's fine, man. I've been saying it since last year. People will find out. We have one of the best front offices in the business. People are going to find out what we're learning now about Brian Flores. The dude can coach. But that's fine. Let them think it's the same old Dolphins. Let them think it's the same old goofballs and the dysfunction and all that stuff. And then when you play them and they come to your town and they kick your ass and they win, then you're going to have some respect. Ask the 49ers fans. I bet you they have a little bit of a different respect for the Miami Dolphins now. They're like, hey, yeah, those guys are young and they're turning things around, but they kicked our ass, so they got some people that can play. That's fine. I'm good with that, man. You keep dissing my Dolphins. I'm good with that. I love that because I know what's going on. I see what's going on. I see the development of the Miami Dolphins. You're not going to kid me. I follow this team better than anybody else pretty much in the media. Okay? I got a really good feel for what this team has been for more than almost 30 years now doing the media. Okay? Very few people have nailed it like I have, good or bad. Okay? And that's fine. Overlook them, underestimate them. I will get the last laugh because I know in the next couple of years, my ass is going to be at some stadium somewhere for a Super Bowl, and the Dolphins are going to be there.